The show is brought to you by Books & Co. Main Highway, Ōtaki, your local independent bookshop. Welcome to Books Aloud.
Welcome to another episode of Books Aloud, and today we are talking with best-selling New Zealand author Rachel Weston about her two beautiful new books. We'll explain more about that later. Welcome to the show, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having me on again.
I love seeing your face here again. The last one I think we spoke about was Kiwi Bees Have Tiny Knees.
Yeah, that's right, a non-fiction book.
Yeah, it was a very inventive book too, with QR codes and all sorts. And I tell you, after reading that book, we will get into your new books in a minute, but after reading that book, I have been noticing all these little native, what I think are now native bees and little holes near the road. So
I'm getting quite a few comments back on socials and emails saying, hey, look, check out this video. Is this the native bees you're talking about? Which is great. It's about awareness.
Yeah, absolutely. And this one, these new books, well, the reason why this, we'll ask you why there is two, but they're the same title book, but one is a little book of love and the other is a treasured book of love, and the overall title is So Loved.
Yeah.
Explain to the listeners why the two books. Is it because of sticky little fingers?
Well, kind of. The hardback full version one with more poetry in it and bigger visuals is the keepsake book that you're wanting the mama and the bubba to keep for a lifetime as that keepsake, and to be read to them as they grow older. And then you can talk to them about their when they were born and who was there, was Nana there, or was Dad late to the hospital, or were you home birthed, and all those kinds of really cool, unique things that we all have as stories that are all individual. And as mums, we never forget our birthing stories with our children. There's always some event or something that makes it unique and special, and you just never forget them. So it's a nice way to share with your children as they get older what their unique story is. So that book is the long-lasting book that I would expect that they would keep in their box of keepsakes from when they were a baby, that they get gifted to as a baby specifically for a gift. And the smaller one is a abridged or adapted version board book that you can jump in right away with your baby, have on your knee, turn the pages, and it's in a more simplistic version about how much they are loved through the illustrations of the animals and the parents of the animals. But really, essentially, it's talking about them, and it's light enough for toddlers to hold and babies to hold, and safe enough for them to give it a good chucking around the room, you know, carrying it everywhere.
Yeah, and pointing. There's always lots of pointing going on.
Yeah,
with these sorts of books, and it's sort of nice and sort of slippery and soft for little tiny fingers.
Yeah, and it's a bit more. The words I've chosen for the board book are more interactive. We're talking about fingers and toes, and when the parent gets to that part, you can count fingers and toes, or you can kiss fingers and toes, and you can give cuddles, and it's all that interaction and closeness and connectedness that you're talking with your baby.
Absolutely gorgeous. So why did you decide to bring these little books for the little ones? Why did you decide to go for these particular books?
Yeah, so it's quite a new direction for me, but I wrote these the So Love story in 2022, and I've kind of been sitting on it for the right time, and I don't know what that right time is, but I was working on another nonfiction book about another New Zealand insect, and I just really felt to pull that So Love story out of way down in the bottom of the drawer and have another look at it. And I just felt so compelled just to tweak it, to work on it, and I just thought I just need to get this story out for children to share about how much they are loved. And sometimes it's easy for parents to express this to their children, and other times it's not so easy to express it, or you think that they know that they are loved. And but story time gives you that automatic time where you are have to focus with your child one-on-one. You can't be distracted with anything else. You can't be having another conversation or doing the dishes or anything else. So you are fully engaged with your child. And it's such a beautiful time. And it often brings out talking about other things. Or sometimes it can just be a fun time because you've had a stressful day and you might have yelled at your children or whatever. And so you can bring them in, sit them down, and you have this story time, which kind of just brings peace back to your home. Yeah. So it's just all about that connection with your children, because life is busy all the time. And it's hard. It's busy for new parents. They've got so much going on all the time.
So then if there's one thing you want a child to feel then when you're sort of wrapped up in the arms of your parent having a book read to you, what do you think that might be? What do you think a child might want to feel apart from so loved?
Yeah, sure. I think it gives this foundation of being safe, secure. I don't even think you can put it all into words. It is that closeness, that assurance. Yeah, I really think about it just as a foundation for their life. And from that foundation of solidness, of feeling loved, or they can then launch into their own life with that security and knowing that is internally a part of who they are.
That was really beautifully said.
Oh, thanks.
Did you have a book similar to this when you were a baby or a
No.
child? I vaguely remember them, but I think my mother maybe filled out maybe a page and a half and then sort of gave up a bit. Maybe,
I'll guess a
maybe.
baby's book.
Yeah.
We had the Plunkett books,
Oh, you had
right?
the
That
Plunkett
my mum.
books.
Yep, Plunkett mum, that my mum did for me. But what I found with my own children is I did get given and gifted at the baby shower these beautiful books with all kinds of information to fill in. And I had all these great expectations of hopes and filling in all that information. And I probably did for our first child maybe half. And then I filled it the rest with sticking in pictures that she painted with paint or photos and stuff like that. And then as I've got to my third child, it's got his name in it and his weight. And that's it. It's rather embarrassing. But again, this comes down to when I thought about this story and how I was going to present it. I didn't want more pressure on parents. It's really about spending that time bonding, connecting, and feeling okay about that as a mum. As I'm on socials, there's all these amazing things on socials for new parents. And a lot of it is great ideas, but a lot of it can make you feel like you are not doing enough. You're not doing enough activities. You're not getting out enough. You're not helping them become Einstein. There's all this kind of stuff for you to do, but really, it's just about spending that time with them that matters so much more than all that other stuff and pressure that makes you feel like you're not doing enough as a parent. So, in this book, just having that simple one-page fill-in birth details, or write a few precious moments that prompt your memory to talk about with your child later on, I felt that was enough. And if they want to do more, then go for gold. But I didn't want extra burden at that time. It's hard work. There's a lot going on. I mean, just breastfeeding, if you want to breastfeed, I mean, you've got no idea how difficult that can be. Doesn't always
Also,
go to plan.
doesn't always go to plan, but I think cleverly you've put it in with a story so that you're not looking
Yes.
for a book that is just about baby. It's a
Yeah.
storybook, and so you're reading it and you can go to the front and think, oh, yeah, I haven't filled this out for a bit, or I've thought of
Yeah.
something. And while you're
Yeah.
interacting with your child, then you can think about that and fill it in. But also, maybe the child might reach for it as well, because kids love to feel that they are wanted and remembered, and they maybe will reach for that book because it's got things about them in it.
Yeah, I hope so, because I think they all want to say, tell me that story when tell me that story when dad was running late to the hospital because he was still at work having a meeting. Or tell me that story again. And they might have heard it 100 times, but it means so much to them. And that starts really young, even toddler, when they first start talking, that they love to hear that stuff that reaffirms their place in the family, reaffirms them with you, and that special just for them. It's specifically for that type of thing. Yeah.
When you're looking through the book or writing the book, did it remind you of moments when you were curled up with your children diving into the story?
Oh, 100%. In fact, I would also say this is true for all parents as well. You can go back really quickly to the time when your children are little, in the blink of an eye, and you don't forget that feeling of how you feel when your babies come into the world, and just how emotional it is and how overwhelmed with love you are for them. Even before they're born, you have this incredible feeling and connection with them. And writing this book took me way back. In fact, sometimes I would be crying because happy but sad that that time has finished for me, but also what a special time that it is. So it felt a little bit bittersweet, and it's not always easy to put into words, but I hope I've made it in a way that's simple enough that everybody feels that.
What is it then about animals, do you think, showing love to their offspring that makes books so appealing to little ones?
Yeah, I thought about that too. I think because when we see parents with their baby animals and we see that, we feel that emotion straight away, like we get it. It's a natural instinct that even animals do with their babies. And it's not like they've thought about it. They just do it. It just comes naturally, and there's no overthinking it. And again, there's no list of things they have to do to like we feel we have to do as parents. But more so, it was about inclusion. I didn't want to book talking about new babies, every new baby, that excluded some baby. I wanted it to be inclusive, and animals was a great way to do that. So it shows different type of family, single parent, double parent. There's one for adoption in there. Now, you may miss that if you haven't been adopted, but my girlfriend who's adopted spotted it straight away.
Where is that the pig?
A mama pig. Yep. Yeah, you got it. A mama pig, and she has these baby chicks that she brings into her world and that she's been longing for, and they are hers. And then there's the Farnell picture of the bunny rabbits, and they're all different types of bunny rabbits, and yet they're all rabbits, you know, they're all part of the same whānau. And so there's subtle ways in there that you can make it work for your family, and cute animals, you get all the warm feels, plus there's that underlying thing that hopefully fits your family in there.
Did you have influence then on the illustrations from Jane Smith, who's done such a beautiful job?
Oh, she's amazing. Yeah, we had lots of good discussions about what we just talked about what I wanted the pictures to show, and really the feelings, the non-verbal feelings you want to come across when you turn the page to every new animal. And I think she's done an incredible job of doing that. And Jane, I contacted her. She is the illustrator for the Tangleby Gardens series, cookbook series. And I saw her illustrations in that, and I thought, well, she'd be perfect to do this book. And I sent her a copy of the manuscript and said, would you like to be the illustrator and jump on board? And she was so in. So, yeah, we talked a lot about how we wanted it to present.
When you were talking about the illustrations and how beautifully Jane has done such a beautiful job with the illustrations. One of my favourite videos, you know, the YouTube videos or things that come up on your feed, is the Mama Otter placing her baby in all sorts of, and she just looks like she just can't get enough of this little otter, and she's just cuddling
just
and moving.
It's divine.
It's snuggling.
Yeah, it's really divine, and you can relate to it as a mama, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so cute. So it's on these books as well. And she's just done such a lovely job of capturing
Jane,
those beautiful animals.
Yeah, really personalised, really soft, really intimate connections there. There's also a great one of a New Zealand lizard in there as well. And I love that one because when I look at it, I see a dad. He's throwing the baby lizard up in the air, and I think that's how a dad is with their little ones. You know, mum is all safe and secure and snuggly and cuddly, and the dad's like, well, I'll throw you up in the air and we're going to have some fun, and, you know, mum can be freaking out in the background and stuff. But there is different animals in there representing different ways that we parent, but all the loving ways that we parent I think it's in the large book.
And he's also there. Is that little guy
Oh
there?
yeah. I just love it. That to me, that's the dad.
It is such a
and
dad thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids love it.
And
Mums
also
are going, ah.
Yeah, freaking out.
Yeah.
That's right. Also in there we've added some New Zealand iconic animals, but also worldwide as well, because we didn't want to limit just for New Zealand, because it's about for every baby.
Yeah.
So we've got the Tui in there that, is welcoming, and the baby and the good news. And then we've got farm animals and the lizard and things like that in there.
And it's great. I think it's fantastic. You mentioned as well that you have undivided attention while when sorry. You mentioned that you have undivided attention while reading, that it can't be beat. Do you consider that when you put the idea down on paper for a book?
Every time, because I just love that story time gives you that undivided attention with your child that we all mean to have, but it can get pushed out at the end of the day that, oh, it's gone. And you think, oh, tomorrow we'll do this together. Tomorrow we'll go for that walk together or swim together or what, or play blocks together or whatever. But when you add in the story time at bedtime or at midday or whatever it is, it's you've got this perfect opportunity for that one-on-one close connection time. They love you, end up loving it. They want one more story, and often you'll find that, Stu, my husband Stu, when he was doing that type of reading, I'd think, gosh, he's been in there for ages, and I'd go in there and he'd be fast asleep, and the little toddler would be sitting up there and she'd be flicking still through the books talking to herself. And all of that's great. All of that time together is just so perfect.
Yeah. Oh, that's so gorgeous. While the book is for newborns, it's also described as a gift for every mama. Do you think this would be a nice thing for parents to sit down and think about if they say have a toddler and they haven't got a book like this already, so they can go back and fill it out and then keep the book for
Yes.
when they're older?
Yes, I definitely think so. I have sent it out to a couple parents with children that are school age, young school age, and she said it was fantastic for, again, prompting those stories about when they were little and what special, unique things were about them that they did together, where they lived even could have changed, what country they were from, what family might have come from overseas, and just all that piecing that stuff together, all of that belonging stuff, which goes a lot deeper into our psyche and being than what we give credit. Yeah.
That's really nice. How do you come up with ideas for books for kids that you feel are original and help you fulfill your creative cup?
Good question, but I don't struggle with ideas. I struggle with time to get them all down,
Okay.
and even more so because I put them all together as the publisher. There's a lot of time involved in the publishing side and the administration side and the contract side and the distribution side. I mean, I have a distributor into bookshops and things, but I'm heavily involved in that. My ideal would be just to write the ideas that I have. But I do think about what's relevant for the market. This one here is going to be a series. So it's the first time I've done a series. So the So Love series. Jane is working on another book now that will be out probably in about August.
Okay.
And so that's the next So Loved one in the series. And that one is a bit more fun and again more interactive with the parent and the child, but all based around the same theme. So every 6 months for this one, there will be a book in the series that will be coming out as the child grows. There will be a new book to grow with them.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah. Well, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to think about, and I think about those children as I'm writing. What stage are they up to? What will they enjoy? Yeah, so that it is exciting to think about that. It's fresh.
So you've got one coming out in around about 6 months' time, and then from then on, or in a few months' time, from then on, have you also planned the next in
A
the
new one for
series?
the new year. Yeah.
Nice.
Which hasn't been written yet. No pressure.
Oh,
but.
No. No pressure at all. I think it's such a lovely idea, though. I think it really is quite lovely. Anything else that you're working on at the moment, or this is taking up your time?
This has taken up a lot of time. I do have a nonfiction book that I've parked a little bit, but I am itching to get back to that as well.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that that will all be completed this year. And if it's out the end of this year, that'll be fantastic. But it may be early next year. Oh, I can't wait to share that one with you, because that's super fun and not really too known about here in New Zealand.
Okay.
And again, another one for children that they'll be jumping in boots and all on it.
Love it. Where can people find more information about your books, or where to buy this book from?
Sure. They can go to the So Loved Books website, and they can order from there, but they can certainly go into Whitcall's local gift shops and also bookshops if they request it. If they don't have it in stock, they'll be able to organise getting people a copy.
Lovely. So Books & Co. that we have here in Kapiti, they can order it for you, listeners.
Sure can.
Yeah,
yes,
wonderful.
They sure can.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us today. Rachel Weston, a fantastic New Zealand author, best-selling New Zealand author, talking to us today about her beautiful series of books. The series is So Loved, and it's a little book of love and a treasured book of love. Two books for sale out at the moment, I think. Have they just been released? Just a few days, actually, so it's fresh off the press.
Great.
Wonderful. Well, I look forward to talking to you about the next book, but in the meantime, great present for new parents. Really great idea. You've got a little picture book for the little ones when you're reading, and a larger book that you can pull all the information down, but essentially it's just got the most gorgeous story and animals in it. Rachel, really nice job. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me once again. Love it.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.
This program was sponsored by Books & Co. Main Highway, Ōtaki, your local independent bookshop, stocking a huge range of quality books for all ages, including the best of New Zealand authors. Books & Co. Main Highway, Ōtaki.